any fucking hard feeling against me because it's not against you. Black people are the problem of other black people. I told you that. You came here, you brought somebody, she was rude, she took my fingerprint off of a phone at the place that I was staying at. She didn't apologize, and then you brought her over again. I don't want to see your face. You're disgusting.
Okay, Katia, you're right.
You're disgusting, Richard.
You're right. I'm disgusting.
And so is your fucking whore.
Okay. You're right. I don't have nothing to say mean to you because, you know, I'm not that kind of person.
I don't give a fuck what you say or think. You bring somebody here, they're rude as hell. They took my fingerprint off of the phone. And then you got a second chance. She came. She was even worse the second time. And then you're going to tell me that you don't have anything.
Yeah, that's fine. So, I mean, I'll just leave her out of our friendship. But
no, there's no friendship here. There's no fucking friendship here. You fuck with me, I don't want to see your face.
You don't have to see my face. I didn't call your phone. I'm not talking to you.
You're calling your phone at the place that I'm staying at. Don't do that anymore.
All right. Okay.
I really don't understand what your problem is. I thought this problem was over a long time ago. You have no understanding. And you just go laughing, coming and smiling at my face when your stupid whore is rude as fuck.
Okay, Katia, so still, that had nothing to do with me.
Yes, it has to do with you. You're the one that brought her here. Come here again, you'll see. Come here again, you'll see.
So I'm not gonna be mean to you at all because that's not the way I am. I deeply apologize.
I don't give a fuck about what you have to say at this point.
Okay. Where's Mo? Can I speak to Mo?
No, you can't. You can't.
Well, I was calling to speak to Mo.
You can't.
Okay, we can talk. That's fine.
You're gonna come into my life and destroy my life like that, and then you're gonna think you can sit and be talking like nothing happened. Don't fucking do that to me.
Well, it happened. It's in the past.
No, it's not in the past. It's not in the past. Okay, I deal with this shit every day. You bring an Asian whore into my place, and she tells me I'm ignoring your ass nigger after she took my fingerprint off of a phone at the place that I'm staying at. It's not in the past.
Well, between me and you, Katia, Mo told her to take your fingerprint off.
Mo told her to take... That was none of her business. Not between you and me. You're on speakerphone. You're going to tell me Mo told her to take my fingerprint off of the phone. How is that her business? If she had any fucking brain, she would have said no.
Okay. Well, like I said, it's already done. It's over with.
It's not over with. I'm telling you, it's not over with. It's not fucking over with.
Eventually, we have to be mature about the situation.
No, there's no maturity. There's no maturity. There's nothing. It's not over with.
Okay.
It's not fucking over with.
You have every reason to be upset. You guys are in a relationship. I mean, I would have been upset too if the same happened to me. I understand.
You don't understand, because if you understood, you would have never brought her here again. And you brought her a second time, and she was worse the second time. And that makes you a piece of shit, that makes her a piece of shit. Both of you.
The third time's a charm, so there won't be a third time.
Both of you.
Okay.
No, it's disgusting. As a black woman, I will not take that shit from you. I will not take that shit from her. I deal with that shit every single fucking day of my life.
I never gave you shit. I never gave you any shit, have I? Keep it honest. Have I ever given you any shit?
Yes, you did. By bringing her here, you did.
Me personally, I never gave you shit, Katie.
Yes, you did. You should not have brought her here.
Okay, well, she won't come there. Like I said, she has
don't fucking tell me it's in the past. Don't fucking tell me it's in the past, because what she did was really disgusting.
Okay, and I'm apologizing for
and her. tell her that she cannot come here. I don't want to see her, and that seriously, I don't want anything to do with you or with her. And I don't understand why that is so hard to understand. She's evil. And the second time she came here, she dropped my fucking inhaler in the trash, so she can go kill herself.